Since the onset of its construction in 1901, Saint-Léon of Westmount Church has been subject to numerous improvements over the years, starting with the extension in 1920 and the restoration of the interior decoration between 1927 and 1957. During this period, several important historical events shook Quebec and the world. One need only think of the two world wars, the stock market crash in 1929, Maurice Duplessis' political hegemony, and the entry of Quebec society into modernity with, amongst others, the publication of the Refus Global in 1948. There were the premises of the Vatican II Council and the integration of modern art, an altogether different virtual language for the Catholic churches in Quebec. While the world was changing rapidly, a colossal undertaking was underway at Saint-Léon. Inspired by centuries of religious history and an Italian artistic tradition based on a certain model, using techniques that have now practically disappeared, and employing devoted artists for periods of several years. As Pope Leo resisted different invasions, Saint-Léon Church seems to offer resistance to the passage of time and different fashions. Domus Domini, the house of God, as presented here, appears immutable, incomparable, and imperturbable. The magnificent decor of Saint-Léon Church features exceptional frescoes in stained glass windows, marble, wood, and bronze furniture sumptuously sculpted, and pietra dura marble wall panels, artistic jewels in their own right. These characteristics, along with the fact that the undertaking was achieved and designed entirely by artist Guido Ninkiri, make Saint-Léon Church unique in Canada and possibly in North America. Recognition of this church may perhaps exceed the expectations of the architect behind this great achievement, Father Oscar Gauthier. Saint-Léon's artisans have handed down more than beautiful works of art. They have left as heritage a reference monument, a witness, a site of exception, a history, and a tradition.